KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Forward Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Thank you very much, John Ryan, and a good football Friday, everybody. Of course, welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight. We've got Todd Danner. He's across the way right now. He's talking to some of our area coaches. We've already caught up with quite a few of them here tonight and some happy coaches. Craig Rowetter and the Carroll Tigers picking up a big win tonight. Austin Stolk and their Weaver Rockets flat rolling tonight. Craig Lynch and Glenn Ralston get a big win to maybe clinch that second spot in their district. Brian Case and South Central Calhoun also got a win. We've heard from those coaches. We also talked with Chris Moore. They end up falling tonight over at Glenn Ralston, so their playoff chances take a big hit here tonight. But let's run you through what we've got for scores here to start the night off, and we're going to start off in Class 3A in District 1. The Carroll Tigers again pick up a 24-20 come from behind victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton. They fell down 13-0 in the first half, and that one got a late touchdown, got a big play down the Carroll sidelines, down that right sidelines late in the first half, able to get on the board, went down 13-7, ended up rallying back, took the lead finally at 21-20. Then Kieran Polkin kicked a field goal to make it 24-20. Tigers got a big stop on fourth down and ended up getting the ball with a little over four minutes left, able to run the most of the clock out, and they pick up that 24-20 victory. Tigers now 2-5 overall, but more importantly, they are 1-2 in district play. Sergeant Bluff Luton also falls to 2-5. They are also 1-2 in district play. Class 3A District 1, Sioux Center stays undefeated in district. They hold on to beat MOC Floyd Valley. That one was tight all the way. It's tied 6, tied 12. Sioux Center goes on to a 19-12 victory. They're now 6-1 overall. They move to 3-0 in the district, while MOC Floyd Valley, they fall to 4-3 overall, but drop just to 2-1 in district play. It was a Bishop Heelan cruising again this week. They roll by Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-12. Heelan now 6-1 overall, 2-1 in the district, while Boyden Hall Rock Valley, their struggles continue 2 years in a row that they've really hit rock bottom. They're 1-6 overall right now and 0-3 in the district. No surprises really right now in Class 2A District 8. Kemper does what everybody anticipated, cruising through that district. They roll at Sadell tonight 56-14. They're up 49-0 at one point. That was continuous clock in the first half. That was not going to be a game going down there, and Kemper made sure of that as they came out right away and just put that game away. The Knights now 5-2 overall, 4-0 in the district. They lock up at least a share for that district crown, and they're going to go ahead and run away with that district. Sadell falls to 1-6 overall, 0-4 in the district. Roland Story gets a big win. They cruise past Des Moines Christian 41-14. Roland Story now goes to 5-2 overall, 3-1 in the district, while Des Moines Christian falls to 3-4 overall and 2-2 in district play. Still looking for the score of that Southeast Valley Green County game. That one over in at Jefferson tonight. We'll pass that one along as soon as we can get to it. Class 1A at District 2, it was Manson Northwest Webster feeding East Sac County tonight 8-0, that final score. The Raiders, they fall now to 3-4. More importantly for East Sac County, they're sitting 1-3 in district play. Really needed that win mathematically. They're not 100% out, but their playoff chances, it took a big hit tonight with that loss. Manson Northwest Webster moves to 3-4, but more importantly for them, they are 3-1 in district play. Emmitsburg wraps up the district crown. They cruise over Eagle Grove as expected, 49-8. Emmitsburg moves to 5-2 overall. overall, 4-0 in the district, while Eagle Grove sits at 0-7 overall and 0-4 in district play. And in a battle, two teams kind of fighting along with ESAC and Manson Northwest Webster for those other playoff spots. It was Pocahontas area. They get a win over Sioux Central Sioux Rapids tonight, 12-6. Pokey moves to 3-4 overall. They now bounce to 2-2 in district play. They're in a tie for third place with that district with Sioux Central Sioux Rapids as they fall to 3-4 overall and 2-2 in district play. Class A District 7, South Central Calhoun bounces back after a tough loss last week. They roll by Panorama 39-13. The Titans now 5-2 overall. They're 4-1 in the district play, pretty much locking up a second seed. They still have one more game next week, and that's against Earlham, who also picked up a win. Panorama, meanwhile, falls to 4-3 and 2-3. So Titans still need to win next week to lock up that two seed. Earlham sits at 3-2 right now in the district as they beat Riverside 49-35. Earlham 4-3 overall, again 3-2 in the district. Riverside falls to 2-5 and 1-4. IKM Manning keeps their playoff hopes alive. They wrap up their district play. They'll step out of district next week against Loma. They blow out Southwest of Valley tonight 45-7. The Wolves are sitting 4-3 overall. 3-3 is how they will wrap up at district play. Southwest Valley falls to 2-5 overall and 0-5 in the district. Southwest Valley again was ranked third in the state in Class A to start the season. ACGC wraps up the district 7-0 overall, 6-0 in the district, actually still 5-0 in the district. They played a non-district game tonight, beating Mount Air 42-18. Mount Air had come into that game 3-3. They're now 3-4 on the season. We jump down to 8-man action. 8-man at District 1. It was Arweva flattening Newell Fund. A dominant performance up and down the field for Arweva tonight. They improved to 5-2 overall. Tip your cap to that young group of guys and those two young coaches over there in Austin Stolk and Isaac Schaefer's. They have done a tremendous, tremendous job with that group this year. They're 5-2 overall, 3-2 in the district. Newell Fonda falls to 2-5 and 2-3. Remsen St. Mary stays unbeaten. The fourth-ranked Hawks pick up a 56-26 victory over Woodbine. They're sitting 7-0 overall, 5-0 in the district. Woodbine suffers their second loss in the district. They're 4-2 in district and now 4-3 overall. Still looking for a Bowyer Valley Siouxland Christian score. We'll get that passed along as soon as we can. And in a non-district game, Griswold gets their first win of the season. They move to 1-6. Scary thing is, they routed West Harrison tonight 66-16. West Harrison falls to 1-6 overall, and they stay again at 1-4 in their district as that again was a non-district game. 8-man District 9, tip your cap to the Audubon Wheelers. They get beat in their opener to Caminita. They've ran off six straight since then. They roll at Collins Maxwell tonight 68-18. Wheelers now 6-1 overall. They are 5-0 in the district, wrapping up that district crown. Collins Maxwell falls to 1-6 overall, 0-5 in the district. The battle at Glidden tonight, second place on the line over there. The Wildcats get out to an early start, took their first drive, scored, picked up a couple of fourth down conversions on that. Kuhn jumped off sides on third down and long on both of those setting up, or fourth down and long setting up a fourth down and shorter, and the Wildcats took advantage. They would go on it to win it 24-6. Coon Rapids Bayard again falls to 2-5 overall and 2-3 in district play. The Wildcats moved to 5-2 overall and 4-1 in district play. It was St. Edmund tonight kind of messing up that district race. They beat Colonesco 48-42. St. Edmund goes to 4-3 overall and 2-3 in district play. Colonesco now falls to 5-3 and 2-3. And looking for a non-district score right now out of that district. Baxter stepping out of district tonight. They took on Montezuma at home. Still awaiting and still looking for that score. And again, we'll pass that along to you as soon as we get that score. We're going to step away. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of our New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. We'll have that coming up. We're going to talk with Craig Lynch, all that coming up. Or actually, we're going to talk with Craig Rowetter, all that coming up for you next right here on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi, we
recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for roof damage.
Sure, we offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Gerald Tigers head football coach joining us here in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. Craig, a great game for the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, it's really fun to be on the right side of the scoreboard again. And, hats off to our kids. They played their tails off.
One thing we talked about when I did an interview earlier in the week, you said that if you guys can run the football really well, you should end up on the right side of the scoreboard. Chase Regallard, I had him unofficially tonight, 214 yards on 29 carries for you guys and a touchdown. He was big in the backfield.
Yeah, we made some adjustments positions-wise. Like I said, we weren't giving up on the season. Doing the same stuff as, like, when expecting different results is not going to work. So we decided we'd keep Chase off of defense for tonight and just let him go to work. And I guess the results kind of speak for themselves.
It did. It regaled with a great night tonight. I think the defense played well as well. You guys only give up one defensive touchdown. You had a couple miscues on special teams, but I think those are things you can fix going into next week.
Yeah, defense played huge. You know, we knew Ellington was a heck of a running back. He was a great running back for him last year as a sophomore. So that was kind of the focus. And I thought defensively, you know, we played a heck of a ball game. Coach Nago, Coach Shable, Coach Wardell, they kind of, took it a little personal, I think, the last couple, and had a great game plan and, executed it really well. Our special teams, there were a couple on both sides, I guess, because we came up big with a field goal and to kind of not seal it, but that gave us they couldn't beat us with a field goal after getting that one late by Kieran there. So kind of saw both the good and the bad on special teams.
And that muff punt, I think, that led for a touchdown. Were you guys worried at any point when that happened, or did you know that that's, miscues happen like that sometimes? We can get the offense going, and you guys came back. You didn't really score down 13-0, but you guys came back in a big win.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to give up a special teams score. And in fact, and just to speak of how well the defense played, two of those touchdowns were special teams. Mm-hmm. So that's something we'll definitely have to shore up. But again, our kids all season long, they haven't given up despite what the scoreboard or a slow start or a fast start. So credit to them again.
Down double digits multiple times in this game, down 13-0, down 20-7 going into the third quarter. You guys battled back. What was it that really changed on the offensive side of the football in that first half? Because you guys struggled the first couple of drives to get the football moving.
Yeah, I mean, part of it, we made it an adjustment with just kind of an over personnel, we call it. We just take the tackle to the strong side and leave the tight end on the weak side. And the line was really confident running our sweep play with that, and so we just kept whatever they were comfortable with. I think the biggest thing, we just didn't give up, just didn't get discouraged if it didn't work, just off that first drive. Just stuck with the game plan and didn't panic, and ultimately that's what played out.
I think you knew coming into the game tonight you were going to have a trouble stopping their running back. I think he had like 90 yards in the first half, not much here in the second half. Did you feel pretty comfortable when you got them in the chance that they had to throw the football, that your secondary is going to hold up tonight?
Well, we still are a little thin in the secondary, so we're never really completely comfortable. But yes, if we were going to make somebody else beat us besides their running back, and so that was the plan.
And I think it worked really well tonight as well. I think you guys pick up a 24-20 victory, and I think that Carter took a couple sacks in that first half. You guys had some trouble blocking up front, I think, their line. What were some of the adjustments you made in the second half? Because it seemed like the line blocked a lot better.
Yeah, we did a little bit of changed up our pass pro. We were trying to pull a guard out, and credit to Sergeant Bluff, they kind of attacked that and made it tough. We couldn't roll out really. They closed down the pocket And then towards the end there, Coach Hooper came up with a little, you know, with our over package, we didn't really have too much on the backside coming in. And he kind of drew up a little a read play on that backside. You know, we kind of, that's how we drove down in the third quarter to get that score. And then they made some adjustments, but then we also, I guess, adjusted again. And that kind of put Regaler out on a flare type pass. And then Carter had the option to run it if they jumped out on Regaler.
Kieran Folkin hit a field goal late for you guys. His longest of the season, 37 yards. How big of a weapon has he been the last couple of weeks for you guys?
Oh, awesome. And that was into the wind, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and we did it on purpose yesterday. It was, you know, I think it was consistent 30-mile-an-hour gusts in our face. And we did our PAT and field goal into the wind yesterday just to get him used to it. And, yeah, if we would have been on the other side, he could have hit easily probably 40-plus, 45. You know, Kieran's confident right now, and that's awesome.
Yeah. You guys got Sioux Center next week. You travel up there, the district leader. What do you need to do to pull out a Tiger win next week?
They are physical, big, and we're going to have to, we'll have our work cut out for us. But, you know, hopefully this gives us some momentum, and we'll have to play fundamentally sound and can't have the special teams mistakes and can't turn the ball over to give us a chance up there.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage, and go Tigers.
That was Tigers head football coach Craig Roeder here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Tigers pick up a big 24-20 win. Tigers have Sioux Center next week. We will have that game for you again. Tigers win 24-20 here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at culvers.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
It's the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hockamp, joined now by Craig Lynch, the head coach for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. They had a good night as they hosted Coon Rapids Baird and get the victory 24-6. Coach, you guys came out with a game plan. It's not a surprise. You've told everybody, I think, for 20 years now you like to run the football, and that's what you guys did. You found a way, slow, methodical drives. I think you took 6 minutes to 7 minutes off the clock there early on before you got that first score on that opening drive.
Yeah, I think so. And that's key. That's so big for us. If we can control and burn clock and shorten games, that's what we want to do. And I think that whole first half, I looked up and there's about a minute 15 in the first quarter, and I couldn't believe, you know, that much time was already gone. But I think they told me at halftime, I think we got 37 plays in that first half, and they had 12. So, you know, that's effective offensively, and that means our defense was effective too. They got off the field on threes and outs quite often. So I was happy with both sides of football.
On a team like that, with the explosiveness that Coon Rapids Baird brings in, you know, you talk about holding them to 12 plays in a whole half. That's a pretty solid way to make sure they can't get that explosive play over the top.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, they mix it up really well. And I thought our kids recognized really well, you know, what formations they were in and then attacked. I was really happy with that. I thought our defensive line played so well tonight. And then on the backside of it, kids really covered really well when they went spread. So, both sides of football, I was really pleased.
Let's talk a little bit about that offensive line. Kind of relied on them. You know, a lot of times you don't run the quarterback on the third and sevens, fourth and eights, but tonight you did. Those guys pushed him down the field and gave him a spot to run, and he made the plays for you, did Colby Walls.
Yeah, and, you know, we've kind of been saying all year, it's about taking what the defense gives you, and you know, we run that pretty wide sweep play, and you know, when people start spreading out and we see an opportunity to run Colby, gets more guys to the hole, and he does a super job. His momentum's always going forward. He's learned to, you know, fall forward all the time, and it seems like, you know, he's going to be 2 yards short, and then he falls forward and gets first down. But those guys up front really, really did a good job tonight establishing the line of scrimmage.
Any concern not being able to get the passing game maybe going a little bit? Tried to sneak a couple passes and had some chances, just couldn't get them landed.
Yeah, and we had guys open, but they were bringing a lot of guys too. So, you know, it's effective when we need it. And I think in another game we probably could have gone to it a little more. But, you know, once we got up 2-3 scores, we were content with grinding that clock down and getting to a W.
Some of the other running backs, they got a few carries, just never could really find that opening on the edge. Coon Rapids Bear did a good job getting those defensive ends and not letting you guys really run the counters and get out to the edge until you got to that push pass sweep.
Yep, and they ran hard. I was really happy with the rest of them. Emmett Snyder, I mean, you know, sometimes you can tell those guys get to the end of their senior year and they know it's winding down, and boy, he ran the ball hard. It wasn't a lot of room. Sometimes he found room and it was physical, finished his runs. And, you know, I'd say the same thing out of all those guys who ran the ball tonight. They all ran it hard and ran it physical.
When you look at what this meant for the team, it was a pretty big win trying to stay up in that district race, a district race that kind of has a bunch of teams that could just come beat each other up here at the end of the season.
Yeah, and, you know, it puts us in good position. If we can go get another one next week, you know, we're going to sit there in second place, and hopefully you'll have a good enough seed and try to get one more home game. That'd be great. And you know, that's our key for next week. That's what we're playing for next week, is kind of improve our seeding and see if we can't play another one here at home.
You had a good crowd here tonight, senior night. What's it mean to have the seniors that you do on this team helping kind of lead the way?
I told the kids today at the pep rally, this group has figured it out. They figured out that hard work equals success, and the best part is they've been leaders with the rest of the kids and positive leaders. So just a great group, and they've led us to an awesome season. I'm just so happy for them to be able to experience it. You know, I was just talking to a couple parents out there that I've got a son in this group, which means you know, in about every sport they've been in, I've coached them since they were probably in about the third or fourth grade. So these kids mean a lot to me. Not that all kids don't mean a lot, but, you know, I've spent a lot of time with these kids and coaching these kids at a lot of different levels. So it's great to see them have success.
Coach, congratulations on the win. The best of luck next week.
Thank you.
That is the head coach for Glidden-Ralston, Craig Lynch, as his Wildcats were able to get the victory over Coon Rapids Baird, 24-6 in Glidden tonight. I'm Tom Hockamp. You're listening to the New Wave Ford Scoreboard Show.
Feld Security of Cairo is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
For a guy who does not like hip-hop and rap music at all, Jeff Honnold loves that song, and that was one of his choices. Here it is. I think it's because they did it. Run-DMC did that with Aerosmith. I think that's the reason why Honnold likes that. Welcome back here to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight. We thank both all of those guys that went out and announced for us tonight. Casey Miners will have his interview with Ryan Steinkamp coming up here in just a little bit. They cruise again over Seidel, winning big tonight. We thank Tom Hawkapp over at Glidden, catching up with both Chris Moore and Craig Lynch. We heard from Coach Lynch here a moment ago, and also thanks as well to Nick Brinks. And again, with that interview here, coming up here with Coach Steinkamp, that was Casey Miners, that head coach Rowetter here just a little bit ago. Got some more scores to pass along to you. Let's run through our local scores here again quickly. Class 3A, District 1, Carroll defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton 24-20. It was Sioux Center over MOC Floyd Valley 19-12. Heelan down to Boyden Hall, Rock Valley 42-12. In Class 2A, District 8, Kemper flattens Seidel 56-14. It was Roland Story over Des Moines Christian 41-14. Still trying to find that Southeast Valley Green County score. Class 1A, District 2, it was Manson Northwest Webster beating East Sac County 8-0. Emmitsburg over Eagle Grove 49-8. And Pocahontas area slides by Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 12-6. Class A, District 7, South Central Calhoun over Panorama 39-13. IK Manning rolls past Southwest Valley 45-7. ACGC in a non-district game beats Mount Air 42-18. And Earlham takes care of Riverside 49-35. Eight-man District 1, Arweva knocks off Newell Fonda 50-13. It was St. Mary's of Remsen over Woodbine 56-26. Griswold downs West Harrison 66-16, Booyer Valley over Siouxland Christian 38-22. Eight-man District 9, Audubon over Collins Maxwell 68-18. Glidden Ralston again at tops. Coon Rapids Baird 24-6, and it was St. Edmund beating Colonesco 48-42. Still waiting that non-district matchup between Baxter and Montezuma. Other scores from around the state here tonight. AHSD of Oka Walnut over Red Oak 56-12. Akron Westfield downs Alta Aurelia 25-0. Algona over Humboldt 34-17. Atlantic shuts out Perry 21-0. It was Bishop Garrigan over GTRA 48-20. Camanita rallies to beat Fremont Mills 37-20. They were down 20-18 at one point. Cherokee Washington over Unity Christian 20-16. Clarinda beat Sheraton 52-14. It was Exire Oakland and Kimbleton knocking off East Mills, handled them 58-6. Glenwood, they defeated Dallas Center Grimes 21-14. Harris Lake Park over at North Iowa Buffalo Center 49-8. Lewis Central defeated Winterset 42-6. Loma knocks off St. Albert 43-18. Madrid over North Mahaska 41-0. South Hamilton defeated Woodward Granger 50-0. Trainer over Shenandoah 40-9. Underwood flattens Missouri Valley 63-0. Van Meter defeated Centerville 63-6. Webster City knocks off Charles City 49-13. West Lyon over Sheldon 35-7. And West Sioux tops up Ridgeview 42-6. Other scores, Denison Schleswig defeated Storm Lake 41-13. Newton over Carlisle 44-6. OABCIG edges Hinton 12-6. Nevada knocks off Harlan tonight, handled him 39-20. Creston rolls by Knoxville 56-14. And Bondurant Farrar defeated number 2 ranked Gilbert tonight 38-7. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. We've got Ryan Steinkamp lined up. We'll also talk with Brian Case. That's coming up next, right here on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
It's the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. I am Nick Brinks, joined by Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp here in Des Moines as they defeat Seidel 56-14, and it was a clinic in that first half. Three first quarter touchdowns, four second quarter touchdowns, seven drives, seven touchdowns, a 49-0 lead going into the half. It just seemed like whatever you guys did on offense worked, and whatever your defense had cooked up against their offense, it was working. I think I counted 365 total yards for you guys in the first half, and Seidel was in negative yardage territory. So just a clinic from you guys. You knew coming in it might get ugly kind of quick. but you have to execute and you have to play hard in games like that, and I feel like you guys did that. How did you assess it going into the half at that point?
Yeah, we kind of, you know, we knew here, we come here, got, you know, every head job to do. You know, we had to be locked in. Doing, I didn't want our guys taking plays off, relaxing. And I thought they did a great job of that, just executing and making the plays. And it was fun to see.
You got a quick touchdown on your opening drive, a 34-yard touchdown to Michael Kasperbauer. And really, in the first half, we joked about it at the half, really the only thing from our vantage point that didn't go well for you guys was the first snap on that first extra point. Outside of that, everything looked pretty crisp from our vantage point.
Yeah, I thought the kids did a pretty good job. You know, they were focused, they were locked in, they were talking, so that was great.
You got a nice touchdown catch from DJ Vanami, got some nice blocks out front. I think actually Kasperbauer set up one of the big blocks for him to take that one to the house. You get a Will Simons touchdown run late in the first quarter. Simons goes back-to-back. He gets one early in the second quarter. Then you get a Kaysen Pierce touchdown run. You get a 46-yard touchdown catch from Jake Houseman. And then as time expires, you get Michael Kasperbauer with his second touchdown of the game, a 29-yard catch. Anybody stick out for you tonight that you thought played exceptionally well, or was it just kind of a team effort?
Team effort for sure. I know a lot of guys did good things too. The ball was spread out pretty bit. You know, we really wanted to run the ball tonight. You know, they really blitzed hard on the inside, so we found the edge. I thought, you know, all the backs and linemen did a nice job, and it's just kind of fun to see everybody contributing. And then defensively, I thought we were really dialed in tonight.
Your defensive line, we were calling Kobe Pierce's name, Bryce Wiskus's name quite a bit early on. They were just getting through the offensive line easily every single time. What were you seeing defensively for you guys? Obviously, the defensive line playing well. Ben Gerken gets an interception a little bit later in that first half. Give us your assessment of the defense tonight.
I think, you know, we're not the biggest defense, but they read the offense well, and they fly to the ball. I think the offense is using our speed and quickness.
Second half, starters are on the bench the whole time, so they got two full quarters of work tonight. What did you see from some of the fresh guys? I know Sean Healy seemed like he had some really good minutes for you guys, leading you guys in rushing tonight, actually, against the starting defense. That probably impressed Coach.
It did. Yeah, Sean was a dog out there, and I run the ball. He ran hard, hit the holes hard, and that starts with the line and stuff, too. So I thought, yeah, those the backups in there, kind of JV reserve guys, did a fantastic job of keeping the sticks moving. We didn't have to punt. And defensively, we were right there. You know, we made some nice plays. You got Mason Reichs, almost gave up a touchdown. I got on him a little bit. And the very next play, he picks it. It goes like 45, 50 yards. So that was awesome. You know, Mason's a kid that works hard in practice a lot. So it was great to see him have that play.
We chuckled at that one, too. The receiver kind of lost it off his hands, and Mason's kind of celebrating. And we're wondering, all right, Mason, I don't know how much
that's
of that was
exactly,
you.
That's exactly what I said here. Yeah. But
he came back.
He came back. Yep, that was great.
So you get a total dominant win here tonight, Coach. You wrap up the district title here, and you go home next week to put a bow on it. You've got Southeast Valley coming to town. What do you know about them? What are you looking to accomplish this week to get there?
Obviously, you know, that's a big game too. You know, they've had a lot of success lately. They're a very physical, old school, traditional team. You know, their coach does a great job getting them prepared and ready. So it's definitely, like I say it every week, and I mean it. You know, one game at a time, one play at a time. Like we can't afford this time of year, you know, take any plays off or any games off. And we'll definitely have to hit the scouting hard and be ready to go.
Coach, appreciate your time here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
That's Ryan Steinkamp, head coach of the Kemper Knights. They win tonight at Seidel 56-14.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimum. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with South Central Titans head coach Brian Case, whose team tonight comes off a 39-13 victory over at Panorama. With the win, the Titans go to 5-2 overall and 4-1 in Class A District 7. Coach, tell me about the game tonight. How did it go for you overall?
Well, it was an outstanding response from what we had last week, Todd. You know, we're coming off of a 57-6 drubbing last week against West Hancock, and you know, the kids, we shown our character last week. We showed our integrity last week and so forth. Everything was on full display as far as how we kind of just didn't play up to our capabilities. But tonight, our character, our integrity was on full display again, and the kids just really bounced back. You know, we had some things happening during the week this week that gave us some adversity, so we really didn't know how our kids were going to respond. But we came out here. And I'll be honest with you, during warm-ups, it was probably the most energy I've seen our kids have all year. So we knew something good was going to happen tonight. The kids came out and they executed our offense. They executed our defense. Special teams played pretty well tonight. And we took care of a pretty good 4-2 Panorama team. And, you know, this was a big one for us in the district. You know, we knew that winning this one, it was going to solidify a playoff spot, and to come over here at our senior night and take care of business the way we did was something to be seen, and it was really good for us.
You know, coming off last week, Coach, I know against you played a very good Britt with Hancock team, but what were some of the things that tonight that you saw differently that you saw last week? I know you can't compare the two teams, but what were some of the things you saw differently?
No, we can't compare the two teams, but we played more physical, and that's one of the things we've been asking our kids to do all year, just kind of get out of their own way, trust themselves, go out there and trust in the scheme and just play physical football. When they see something, make sure that you react to it right away, and you just be on the attack. We always want to be a football team that's on the attack. Mm-hmm. We've always been known for our defense, and tonight we played really well. We're playing against a team that, in all categories pretty much, in our district, they were leading offensively. So defensively, we had a shutout in the first half. They ended up scoring right away in the third quarter, but we came right back and we answered the call. I mean, we really went back into our full house T stuff. We just challenged the linemen. We challenged our backs to run hard and block for each other, and the kids answered it. I think we only threw the ball maybe seven times tonight for 125 yards and a touchdown, but the kids just bought into what we were selling this week, and they executed our game plan to a T.
All right, and like you said, a big one in the district to put you 4-1 in District 7. So, yeah, sets up a pretty good week for next week, doesn't it, with, let's see, you're at home against Earlham. And what do you know about them?
That's our senior night. They run the Spinner Series. You know, we've struggled this year, to be honest with you, with teams that just kind of come downhill at us. Panorama was a team that is going to spread things out. They want to throw the ball all over the place. They have skilled kids out there. They really have really good-sized kids up front as well. Quarterback has a nice quick release and so forth. But this team we're going to play against Earlham, different kind of ball team. They're going to run that Spinner Series, and they're going to come downhill at you. So we're going to have to be geared up and ready to go again on the defensive side of the ball. And if we can do that, hopefully we can have a great senior night for our seniors on their last home game.
All right, Coach Case, I appreciate the taking the time tonight, and congratulations on the win. And good luck next week against Earlham.
Thanks, Todd. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good night.
You bet, you too.
That was Brian Case, head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans.
We welcome you back here on the New Way Auto Group at Scoreboard Show. Jeff Lank been hanging out with you here tonight. Thanks to Todd Danner across the way. He is working hard getting all of our interviews with all of our coaches. We've got everybody but one, and he's driving the bus right now, so he might be red lights on across the way. He might be talking with Coach McCullough right now, but we'll get interviews with all of our area coaches, and you can hear those across up till midnight tonight, so we'll wrap things up here at midnight. Casey Minder's going to be stepping in here for me in just a little bit now, as I've got to go get some interviews done for tomorrow as well, so he's going to be filling in here for me here shortly. But we do want to run you through scores from tonight, still trying to collect one score that we're looking for here, but we'll start Class 3A District 1 again. Carroll beats at Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight 24-20. 20. It was Sioux Center over MOC Floyd Valley 19-12. Helan defeated Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-12. Class 2A District 8, Kemper over Seidel 56-14. It was Roland Story beating Des Moines Christian 41-14. Still looking for that Southeast Valley Green County score. Class 1A District 2, Manson Northwest Webster beats East Sac County by a final of 8-0. Emmitsburg over Eagle Grove 49-8. Pocahontas area doubles up Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 12-6. It was South Central Calhoun over Panorama 39-13. IK and Manning beat Southwest Valley 45-7. AZGC tops Mount Air 42-18. It was Earlham over Riverside 49-35. Eight-man District 1, Arweva beats Newell Fonda 50-13. It was also St. Mary's topping Woodbine 56-26. Griswold rolls past West Harrison in a non-district matchup, 66-16. Bowyer Valley got by Siouxland Christian, 38-22. In eight-man District 9, Audubon tops Collins Maxwell, 68-18. Glidden Ralston downs Coon Rapids Baird, 24-6. St. Edmund over Colonesco, 48-42. And it was a Baxter beating Montezuma tonight by a final of 52-46. Other scores again from around the state tonight of interest. AHSD of Okawalnan over Red Oak, 56-12. Akron Westfield down Alta Aurelia, 25-0. Algona beat Humboldt, 34-17. Atlantic tops Perry, 21-0. Bishop Garrigan over GTRA, 48-20. Camanita defeated Fremont Mills, 37-20. It was Cherokee over Unity Christian, 20-16. And Clarinet knocks off Sheraton by a final of 52-14. Exire Elkhorn Kimbledon tops East Mills 58-6. Glenwood defeated Dallas Center Grimes 21-14. Harris Lake Park over North Iowa Buffalo Center 49-8. Lewis Central got by Winterset 42-6. Loma knocks off St. Albert 43-18. Madrid blanks North Mahaska New Sharon 41-0. It was South Hamilton beating Woodward Granger 50-0. Trainer rout Shenandoah 40-9. Underwood blanks Missouri Valley 63-0. Van Meter cruises by Centerville 63-6. Webster City downs Charles City 49-13. West Lyon beats Sheldon 35-7. It was West Sioux over Ridgeview 42-6. Other scores, Denison Schleswig defeated Storm Lake 41-13. Newton got by Carlisle 44-6. OABCIG tops Hinton 12-6. Nevada over Harlan 39-20. Creston rolls by Knoxville 56-14. And Bondurant Farrar knocks off Gilbert by a final of 38-7. Mentioned here a little bit ago, the Arweva Rockets, they knock off and dominate Newell Fonda tonight at 50-13. We caught up with one of the co-head coaches, Austin Stolk. You'll hear that when we come back with more of our Neway Auto Group scoreboard show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Bruner Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com. Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Talking with Austin Stoke, co-head coach of the Arweaver Rockets. Rockets come away with a big 50-13 victory over Newell Fonda tonight at home to move the Rockets to 5-2 overall and 3-2 in eight-man District 1. Austin, the 50, I think it was like 43-7 at the halftime. You guys really must have came out and played some good football early on.
Yeah, our guys did a nice job right away to start the football game. We were able to kind of truck down the field with the run game. Get us up 7-0 in the first couple minutes, and then they kind of came right back right away, and they did return a kickoff to the house for a touchdown, and you know, our guys understood what we did wrong, and they corrected some things from there. It ended up being 14-7 at the end of the first. Going into the second quarter, we're able to get a turnover late and a turnover on downs as well later on in that second quarter, and we were able to score a couple touchdowns right before halftime. And we went into the half up 43-7. And then in the third quarter, we kind of just established slowly but surely on the run game to put one more touchdown in 50-7. And then they scored one in the fourth and made the final 50-13. So, yeah, it was nice to see our guys come out and try to make a statement right away in the first quarter as far as running the football goes. We haven't necessarily done the greatest at moving the football the last couple weeks, but we were able to do it right away in the first half.
Awesome. Well, tell me, was it a lot of a big plays for you guys, or just a lot of possession, long drives, or what'd you be able to put together?
Yeah, to be quite honest, Todd, it was a little bit of both. You know, I got the stats in front of me, and you know, we had a 35-yard run for a touchdown. We had two passes over 30 yards for a touchdown as well. But we also have, you know, we were able to just establish and sustain drives. And just kind of slowly truck down the field with our running game, and that definitely opened up things in the passing game. Our guys up front did a really good job tonight, both creating a pocket for Blaine to throw the football, as well as you know, kind of controlling the line of scrimmage at times. They did a really nice job, and Blaine was really poised in the pocket. He was 12 for 15 for 210 yards and 4 touchdowns, just by simply sitting in the pocket and accepting the check down passes. Versus kind of just heaving up the deep ball, which he did a couple times 2 weeks ago. So Blaine did a nice job in the pocket, and our backs did a good job. Our receivers did good. I mean, it was all across the board. It was a really good game for us. We really needed to prove to ourselves that we could execute offensively after the last 2 weeks, and we definitely did that tonight.
You know, I know Newell Fonda came in a little injury, depleted by injuries a little bit from some of their better ball players, but still no excuse. I mean, you guys had to come in and take care of business, and anytime you play Newell Fonda, you know you're going to have a game on your hands.
Yeah, they're always tough, Todd. You know that as well. They're always athletic and quick, and mm-hmm. they always do the fundamental things right. Yeah, we knew that possibly their quarterback was out, but their next man up is just about as good. You know, it doesn't matter who we play against. We got to take care of our business, and our guys did that tonight. You know, regardless of injuries or not. You know, with that being said, I do have the best wishes to a couple of their players that got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And their tailback, number 21, took a hard hit tonight and got hurt as well. So best wishes to them guys, and hopefully they can heal up soon.
You know, like you said, last week Blaine Smith didn't play because of a concussion. How do you respond tonight?
Yeah, Blaine did a good job of responding from just kind of a shoulder neck deal that we decided uh-huh. to keep him out on. And
right.
Blaine did a really nice job of just being poised in the pocket. You know, they play kind of an interesting zone. It's kind of hard to schematically understand what they're doing with different formations. But it really, you know, it definitely helped, like I said, Todd. We were able to run the ball side to side. You know, we went west and east before we got north. And, And, you know, we were able to get the edge a lot. And that really opens up things for Blaine. We can go in motion and have some play action stuff going. And their linebacker core comes up just enough that Blaine had some really nice throws against their zone. He really hit some balls right on the dime where he needed to hit them. And, yeah, he did a good job in the pocket tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, the win really sets up a nice one for next week. I know Boer Valley was at Siouxland Christian tonight. We haven't got a final score on that yet, but I'm sure Boer Valley is probably going to come out on top, which sets up a huge one next week at Dunlap.
Yeah, it definitely does, Todd. And our guys understand what's at stake. You know, we kind of told them as coaching staff, you know, be happy for that win. You know, it was just absolute great execution tonight, but just don't be satisfied. We have one more game that we have to take care of business on, you know, essentially the winner of next week. Will most likely be the third spot in our district
right.
to get in the playoffs, get a lock in the playoffs. So our guys understand what's at stake, and we look forward to watching film come Monday.
All right, Austin, I tell you what, well, congratulations on the win, and good luck next week against Boer Valley in the regular season finale.
Okay, thanks a lot, Todd.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
That was Austin Silk, co-head coach of the Weaver Rockets on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Casey Miners with the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show, stepping in for Mr. Blankman for a little bit, and Todd, he's got this studio a mess right now, that's all I have to say, and he's got a computer open, papers flung out all over the board, so I have to move all of his stuff, but we'll run through scores for you real quick. Todd, you want to start off in Class 3A, District 1?
Yeah, we'll start off tonight with Carroll High. I picked up a big 24-20 victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Sioux Center comes away with a 19-12 victory over MLC Floyd Valley. And then Sioux City Heelan rolls over Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-12.
One thing I will say on that Carroll game, Carroll down 20-7 going into the third quarter of that game. They come back and win 24-20. Class 2A District 8, Kemper rolls over Seidel 56-14. That game was played on KIKD, Lake City Carroll kick 106-7 tonight with Nick Brinks on the call. Roland Story over Des Moines Christian 41-14. And then Southeast Valley over Greene County 26-20, Kite and Knox. The Greene County out of the playoff picture. Southeast Valley kind of moves into that playoff picture now in Class 2A, District 8.
We'll go to Class 1A, District 2. Manson Northwest Webster picked up an 8-0 victory over East Sac County in a tough ball game there tonight. Emmitsburg comes away with a 49-8 victory over Eagle Grove. And Pocahontas area picks up a close 12-6 victory over Sioux Central Sioux Rapids.
That Manson Northwest Webster East Sac game was 8-0 at the half. Manson Northwest Webster scores about 6 seconds left in the first half to take an 8-0 lead, and it turned out to be all they needed to win that ball game. Into Class 1A, District 7. It is 1A. No, you did 1A. Class A, District 7, my bad. South Central Calhoun beats Panorama. Titans must needed a win. They need a win big time to clinch themselves a playoff spot. A win next week gives them the 2 seed in District 7. They win 39-13. ICAM Manning keeps their playoff hopes alive. They roll over Southwest Valley 45-7. Earlham over Riverside 49-35. If you're ICAM Manning, kind of wanted to see Earlham lose that game. They have the head-to-head victory, so you need Earlham to lose next week if the Wolves want to sneak into the playoffs. ACGC and then over Mount Airy in a non-district game, 42-18 there in Class A, District 7.
All right, let's turn our attention to 8-man District 1. Our Weaver Rockets keep their playoff hopes alive with a big 50-13 victory over New Fonda at Westside tonight. Remsen St. Mary's, ranked team in 8-man, comes with a huge 56-26 win over Woodbine. Boer Valley travels up to Siouxland Christian and comes away with a 38-22 victory. And Griswold knocks off West Harrison 66-16.
And then an 8-man at District 9, Audubon, all over Collins Maxwell. The Wheelers lock up, I think, the district champion. They will have a home playoff game with a 68-18 win. Coon Rapids Baird loses to Glidden Ralston. That game here on KKRL tonight, 24-16. And then St. Edmund over Colonesco, 48-42. And then Montezuma loses to Baxter, 52-46. We'll talk with head coach of the Audubon Wheelers, Sean Burks, coming up after this.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with Audubon head coach Sean Burks. The Wheelers come away with tonight with a lopsided 68-18 victory over Collins Maxwell. On the road at Collins Maxwell, The Wheelers go to 5-0 in District 9 of eight man and go to 6-1 overall. 68 points, that's a lot of points to put up in a ball game. Why don't you go ahead and give me a synopsis of the game, Sean?
Yeah, we started, we allowed them to drive down and score. They milked the clock for about the first half of the first quarter. It was pretty low scoring early, and we scored right before half to make it 28-12. But it was 22-12 late in the second quarter, close to halftime, and then we really broke it open in the third quarter. We took the opening kick back, then they fumbled. We scored on a short field. They fumbled again. We scored on another short field. We forced them to punt, and we took the punt back to the house. Anyway, four touchdowns, and they'd run about five offensive plays, and we really extended it. JV got to play late in the third quarter and all the fourth quarter, which was good. That was a goal of ours this week, was to get ahead, get out of the game healthy, and get our JV guys some extra playing time because they deserve it. So
I was going to say how
such a good way it started. It was tough.
I was going to say, how important is that? Like you said, you wanted to get a big lead on these guys. How important was that to give your varsity kids a rest going into one more week?
Yeah, it's big because they deserve it. They played, I think we're undefeated on Monday nights in JV, and we scored something like 52-6 or something. Our JV is playing really well, but people that don't, come on Fridays don't always get to see that. Mm-hmm. So to get those guys out there, let them play a little more than usual, give them that spotlight, get it. We got everybody in, some of those juniors and seniors that, working really hard in practice, that they really deserve some chances to play more. And then just getting the freshmen and sophomores in too late in the game. So anytime everybody gets on the field, it's great. Plus at the same time, you're able to, get out of the game a little healthier, a little fresher.
Right.
And this time of year, that's really important.
So tell me, Sean, like last week's ball game, was a lot of big plays for you tonight, or were you able to put some long drives put together?
I think we only had a couple plays more than 5 yards, or five plays, excuse me.
Yeah.
Really explosive in the run game. We were 2-for-3 throwing the ball. One was a 3-yard shovel pass, and one was a 65-yard touchdown pass right before the half. And I think the other 30 plays were run plays. So I think we only ran like 33 plays to score our 68 points. So it tells you just how explosive we were. Plus, we had a couple turnovers, short fields, and then obviously a kick return, a punt return. So all three phases contributed tonight.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, next week you return home for your final regular season game against Baxter. You know anything about Baxter going into the ball game?
A little bit, just from seeing him in some other films. And they're one of the leaders in the state in some passing statistics, receiving statistics. They're probably the one team they're probably the most unique team we've played this year, that they throw more than they run. We've played some balanced teams and some run-heavy teams. It seems throws the ball quite as much as these guys will. So it's a unique challenge, and they're fighting for a playoff berth. We're fighting for a one seed and an undefeated mm-hmm. district season. There's plenty on the line next week.
I was going to say, with plenty on the line, obviously you got to be pretty pleased with how your kids are playing right now.
Yeah, we talked early in the week. It was going to be a challenge to make this bus drive with the weather, coming off an emotional victory against an underrated Collins Maxwell team, and it came out kind of like we thought. The kids weren't super focused early. We allowed some plays that we shouldn't have. We trailed early. We let them score a second touchdown early. It was pretty sloppy early on, but proud of the way the guys refocused the group. And now, we've locked up a district title, or at least a share of one. Mm-hmm. We've locked up a playoff berth. But these guys are hungry for more than that. So hopefully we can keep getting better day by day.
Sean, this is the all season. It's been pretty warm. This is the first real night, real cold night of the season. Did the weather hurt your kids? Obviously, it didn't hurt your kids, but did you feel the effects of it at all?
Oh, not really. Those aspects that, it was the first one of those. It was our first road trip since week two.
Mm-hmm.
The other two road trips were Zaire and Coon. I don't really count those.
Right.
You're coming off a really big, kind of felt like a district title game last week. You're playing against a team that hasn't won a district game. Just all those variables, and we challenged the guys. So it was a little disappointing that they couldn't come out on top. But there was a lot of things played against us this week. But they got it figured out. We were able to rally late in the second quarter, and then again got it rolling in the third quarter, and then got it kind of in cruise control from there. So that's getting the win was big, getting the JV in was big, getting out of the game relatively healthy was big, and now we move our focus to Baxter.
All right, Coach, I tell you what, congratulations on the win. Appreciate you taking time to speak with me tonight, and good luck at home next week against Baxter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good night. That was Ottoman head coach Sean Burks.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen. On 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
One, two, three.
KCIM and Kick 106.7 Sports presents the New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show. We'll run down all the scores and talk to all the coaches over the next couple of hours to get you up to date on all the latest. The New Way Ford Friday Night Scoreboard Show is also brought to you by Culver's, Pepsi Gatorade, Brinks Exteriors, Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Next Gen Chiropractic, Feld Fire, Outlaw Graphics, Pizza Ranch, Top Loft Clothing, and by Mackey Motors. Now, let's get caught up on all the night's action.
Thank you very much, John, and welcome to hour number two here of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Blankman hanging out with you here tonight. Of course, Todd Danner has been helping out, and Casey Miners filled in for me here just a few moments ago. Both of those guys in the studios, as we've got to interviews already completed with all of our area coaches. Still have interviews coming up here with Chris Moore, Eric McCullough, and Corey McCarville. We'll hear from all three of those coaches coming up. But guys, we're in week number seven, and that means for everybody but Carroll High, there's just 1 week left. I think the playoff picture became much more clearer tonight. Still not everything solidified. South Central Calhoun needs to win next week against Earlham to wrap up that two seed. Other things, Carroll High still mathematically alive to get into the playoffs, but needs to win at Sioux Center. But lots of things going on. Let's start off with the scores, and then we'll kind of break down each of these districts the best we can after tonight. We'll start off Class 3A District 1. Carroll again with the 24-20 win over Sergeant Bluff. Luton Tigers now 2-5 overall, but more importantly, 1-2 in the district play. Sergeant Bluff Luton falls to 2-5 and 1-2. Also, it was Sioux Center taking control of the district. They now completely control their own destiny. They beat MOC Floyd Valley 19-12. Sioux Center now 6-1 overall, 3-0 in the district. MOC Floyd Valley falls to 4-3 overall, but 2-1 in district play. And Heelan nipping at Sioux Center's heels right now. They pick up a 42-12 victory over Boyden Hall Rock Valley. They're 6-1 overall, 2-1 as well in the district, tied for second right now with MOC Floyd Valley. Boyden Hall Rock Valley falls to 1-6 and 0-3, so their playoff chances are done. Guys, before we get into like the top teams, still shocked 2 years in a row. I have never seen Boyden Hall Rock Valley have the kind of issues that they have now had 2 years in a row. They're done. They got a game next week. They might be able to pick up. They'll have that game week nine, but their playoff hopes are done.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's surprising because this is a team that was 2 years ago in the state championship game.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And Todd, yeah. I know you've been around a long time. Do you ever remember Boyden Hall Rock Valley struggling like they have the last 2 years?
Not like they have in the last 2 years. No, I mean there's been a powerhouse in that class for how many years? They're always a Unidome team every year. It seems
yes.
like they're always there, and to see them not have a chance this year I'm sure it's not as disappointing for them.
I don't know how many times I've driven up there for South Central, Calhoun, Carroll, or Kemper playoff games, and they're always really, really good. So it's just surprising. You wonder if they'll stay down for a while or if they've got another group coming up here through and they'll get things turned around. But let's start with Carroll High. Kept the playoff hopes alive. They still have to win out to
yeah,
be able to
be
get
tough.
There. And they're going up to what everybody's favorite was to start the district season in Sioux Center, and right now they're sitting in first place. But if you look at that MOC Floyd Valley score, it was 19-12. You know, those are rivals up there. They're not that far apart from each other, so you anticipate maybe some close games. But I think with the way Carroll High played MOC Floyd Valley, if you're Carroll High, especially after the win tonight, Casey, you saw them tonight. You got to go up there with confidence.
I think so, and I think what they did tonight was interesting. Chase Regallard was our motor in player of the game tonight. You know, he had 29 carries, 214-some yards, and a touchdown on the ground tonight. Rode did a really smart job of realizing that this team so far this year probably not as well conditioned as Carroll has been in the past. So Chase Regallard, who's their leading tackler in the season, did not play defense tonight.
Right.
Just played offense, and he was a workhorse on offense for him tonight. And I think that is something to build off of going into next week. They haven't done that all year, and I think we've seen at times the defense kind of lack a little bit because kids are getting tired. Tonight, they didn't look tired at all, really. They only gave up one defensive touchdown. So I think you look at that Sioux Center MOC Floyd Valley score, you got to feel a little bit better if you're Carroll fans going up there next week. And I think, you know, if Tigers pull off a victory, they're potentially winning against Boyden Hall Rock Valley, who, I mean, I think they should be just based
yes.
off of how Boyden Hall's played this year.
Yep.
Tigers could potentially sneak into the playoffs at 4-5.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you one play, that fourth down. I heard you and Jerry talking as I was listening to the game here in the studio. Sergeant Bluff goes for it tonight. Jerry was saying, I'd punt it. They go for it. They don't get it. Carroll was able to run out the clock and end the game after making that stop.
I agree. I think you punt it. You still have, you know, Carroll got the ball back with 4:30 left, and they were able to run the clock out. If you punt it, Carroll's pinned deep, you know, well within their own 10-yard line, and you got to like your chances if you're Sergeant Bluff Luton's defense there to be able to get the football back for your offense, who ran the football well, struggled to throw the football, but I think we knew that going into tonight. And Rowe didn't really say it in the interview, but I think that they talked about throughout the week that if they could force them to throw the football, I think they were sitting pretty good, and they did that.
Todd, you've been around too for a long time. There's a jam in this district right now. You got MOC Floyd Valley at 2-1, Heelan at 2-1, but then you have both Sergeant Bluff Luton. They're still in it at 1-2, but they're looking like they're in trouble, and Carroll at 1-2. So there's still a number of teams that have a chance to get into this. I mean, they only take the top two, and then it goes off of the pairings or the RPI, if that's what you want to call it, the rankings index. But there's still a lot of teams right now in that hunt for a second seed here.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is one of the districts where you got your bottom team. A lot of districts, bottom teams, you really don't deserve to be in the playoffs, but this is one of those districts where you've got some quality teams in this district that
yep.
all deserve to maybe be in the postseason play. And if you're Carroll High, I mean, you got two scenarios there. If you're going to Sioux Center, nothing to play for. Your energy is not going to be as much as it will be. Now, if they got something to play for, they're going to make that long road trip is going to make it a little more worthwhile for them.
And I will say this. I was over there tonight when Sergeant Bluff scored their touchdown to go up 13-0. The heads didn't look good at that time for Carroll High walking off the field. That big play down the sidelines just a few minutes later kind of sparked things, and I think that got them going. Let's move on now to Class 2A in at District 8. I said before the season, and this is for Kemper fans, I'm not knocking you guys. You guys are really, really, really good. Your
yep.
state tournament, you're dome-bound good. Not saying you're going to get there, but I think you're good enough to be in the dome. I talked to a lot of media people. Nobody thought anybody in this district had a chance to compete with you, and it is playing out that way. I mean, they just hammer Saydell again tonight. Continuous clock in the first half. They are just head and shoulders above everybody else in this district right now.
I think a lot of people knew that going into the season as well.
I mean,
me and you had multiple conversations when we were trying to figure out, you know, we do all Kemper games, and we're trying to figure out other games to do. We were like, well, gosh, this district schedule for Kemper. I mean, Kemper should, with the players they return, Kemper should roll through this district, and we're seeing it so far, and I don't think it'll be any question next week. I mean, they play a better team in Southeast Valley next week than they did in Saydell, so it might be a little bit of a closer score, but Kemper should, yeah, I mean, what, did they guaranteed a district title tonight, right?
They did, absolutely, yeah. And I said early, I'm like, they scheduled those three non-district games because they were wanting competition to push them early, because I think you'll never get coaches to admit it. So, Ryan, I know you're never going to admit it, but I think they felt, too, that they could roll through this district. Todd, I think you're going to run through the scores here real quick.
Yeah, in Class 2A District 8, like we mentioned, Kemper with a big 56-14 victory over Seidel. Roland Story comes away with a 41-14 victory over Des Moines Christian. And Southeast Valley, 26-21 over Greene County.
And Greene County so beat up this year. I think they would have probably been the number two team in the district. That's what I'm thinking. But their injuries have just kind of done them in. So here's the district standings right now. Kemper at 4-0. Seidel falls to 0-4. Roland Story is at 3-1. Des Moines Christian, 2-2. Southeast Valley, 2-2. And Greene County right now at 1-3 in that district. And the top four teams out of that district are going to get in. So right now it still looks like probably Kemper, Roland Story, I would imagine Des Moines Christian, and Southeast Valley, probably your four teams coming out.
I would imagine, though, if Greene County wins and Southeast Valley loses, they'll probably, I don't know if they'll go head-to-head or if they'll go point differential
right
there. So,
yep, they'll go head-to-head unless it's a three-way tie. Yep. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. And Kemper, you know, they still have to, you know, win against Southeast Valley to stay on the roll, but they've won six straight.
Yeah, if you're the Knights, you don't want to see them, you know, you clinch a playoff spot, you clinch a home playoff game, yep. More important, you know, whether that'll be played here in Carroll or where it would be played at, we're not quite sure about that yet. But you don't want to go out, and if you're the Knights, you don't want to see them, you know, just cruise through next week. You want
right
to see them still play the brand of football that they've played so far throughout district play.
And I think that's the mantra that Coach Steinkamp has said all year, one day at a time, one game at a time. It's so funny because I ask him, you know, about the playoffs a little bit in my conversation with him before the game, and he's like, no, Jeff, we have this game, and then we'll have another game after that, but we'll have like five days of practice in between that next game. So they really are focused at one game at a time. Casey, you want to run through Class 1A District 2?
Class 1A District 2, Manson Northwest Webster over East Sac County, 8-0. That game, 8-0 at the half. I believe Jeff told me Manson Northwest Webster scored
about like six seconds left in the first half. Yeah,
yeah. One touchdown all the Cougars needed to beat the Raiders tonight. Emmitsburg 49, Eagle Grove 8. And then it was also Pocahontas area over Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids 12-6. Not sure how this turns out with a loss for East Sac, but they still might be able to make in it. I don't know how the standings look so far.
Yeah, they're going to need some help. They get Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids, which is a chance for them. But right now, East Sac is 1-3 in the district. So you got Emmitsburg at 4-0. You'll have Manson Northwest Webster at 3-1. So they're currently sitting in second. Then you got a log jam with Sioux Central and Pocahontas, both at 2-2. And you got East Sac at 1-3. And East Sac has Sioux Central next week. So a win over Sioux Central could still get them in. It's going to depend on how those other games play out. Do you get the head-to-head thing, or do you get the three-way tie, and then it goes to the point system thing, which could end up hurting IKM Manning in the long run, and we'll get that a little bit later. But Todd, your thoughts on this district? You got a chance to talk with Coach McCullough. We'll listen to that interview coming up a little bit later.
But yeah, talking to Coach McCullough about this game tonight, he said it was a tough one to swallow for the kids. The kids are pretty disappointed. They had some opportunities. They were inside the red zone twice late in the ball game and couldn't cash in. They were on their other side of the defensive line twice in the second half and couldn't get any points. So they tried a couple field goals and just failed. So, yeah, he said it was a tough one to swallow for him tonight. But like he said, they're looking forward to next week and finishing the regular season on a strong point.
Let's move on to Class A District 7. South Central Calhoun back into the district this week. Haven't completely locked up that number two seed, but you'll think they'll probably be favored with that matchup with Earlham next week, though Earlham did get a win again tonight. But South Central Calhoun rolling down at Panorama, 39-13. Titans now 5-2 overall, 4-1 in the district. Panorama falls to 4-3 overall and 2-3 in district play. IKM Manning keeps their playoff hopes alive. They are 4-3 overall, 3-3 in the district now. They end their district season. They're out of the district next week against Loma. They beat Southwest Valley 45-7. Southwest Valley, who started the season ranked number 3, finishes they still have one game left, but 2-5 overall and 0-5. right now in the district. So I know they were decimated by some injuries. Earlham, we mentioned, they're just a game behind South Central Calhoun for the second place in the district. They play next week, and Earlham beat Riverside tonight 49-35. Earlham now 4-3 overall, 3-2 in the district. Riverside goes to 2-5 and 1-4. And then ACGC stepped out of the district tonight, and they beat Mount Air 42-18. They're now 7-0 and 6-0. So again, you got ACGC right now leading the district. You got South Central Calhoun up on Earlham by a game. And then you've got kind of that battle between Panorama and IKM Manning for the other spot. And IKM Manning right now holds the edge on that one. But there could still be, depending on how things play out next week, you could still end up with Earlham, Panorama, and IKM Manning all sitting at 3-3. And then the tough thing for IKM Manning, so many close games this year, their point differential, it's not good. Yeah. It's not that they're a good team. But when you win and lose a bunch of close games, your point differential is not good.
Yeah, I know Coach McCarville tried going through the scenarios tonight a little bit after the ball game, and he's thinking that they need a lot of help next week to get in, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, he said right now it's not looking great for him, but like I said, a lot of things have to happen yet.
And you mentioned earlier, Todd, sometimes there's those teams, there's districts, and we talked about it a little bit Tuesday morning on Rewind. There are districts sometimes where four teams don't deserve it. This is a district this year that probably five teams truly could get into the playoffs and make some noise.
Four teams get in from this district, right?
Yes.
IKM Manning's going to be sitting in fourth right now. Are they in fifth?
They're right now in fourth, but it'll come down to what happens next week. So you could have ACGC, South Central Calhoun ahead of them, and then you could have the three-way tie. They lost Earlham, beat Panorama, but Panorama beat Earlham.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so if you get three teams tied at 3-3, it'll come down to the point differential.
Yeah, I'm assuming that South Central Calhoun's going to have to beat Earlham by a couple touchdowns.
Yes.
For it to come to point differential. But
yeah.
But you would think that, you know, if they're deciding between a Panorama and an IKM Manning, IKM Manning's got the head-to-head against Panorama.
But if you had a three-way tie, then the head-to-heads,
they all
cross each other off because of they each split with each other. So one of you guys, Todd, you want to do 8-man District 1?
Sure, we'll turn our attention to 8-man District 1 with Arweva comes up with a big 50-13 victory over Newell Fonda to keep their playoff hopes alive in 8-man. Redland St. Mary's, a ranked team in the state, cruises past Woodbine 56-26. Bora Valley travels up to Sioux City and takes on Siouxland Christian for a 38-22 victory. And Griswold, in a non-district matchup, pounds West Harrison 66-16.
So right now the district standings in there, here's the district records. Remsen St. Mary's is 5-0 in the district, 7-0 overall. Woodbine falls to 4-2 in the district, 4-3 overall. Arweva up to 5-2 and at 3-2 right now in the district. Newell Fonda will fall to 2-5 and 2-3. Bowyer Valley moves to 3-2 in the district, 5-3 overall, and Siouxland Christian out of it at 0-7 and 0-5. West Harrison pretty much out of it as well at 1-6 and 1-4. So you got Remsen St. Mary's, they're done. They've got the district wrapped up. You've got Woodbine at 4-2. You've got Arweva at 3-2. You got Bowyer Valley at 3-2. And if I remember correctly, they play next week.
We have it for them on the radio too. I'll be there for
absolutely.
The broadcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that one should determine maybe who that three seed in the district is. So
you would think that if you're Coach Stoke and Coach Schaefer's, you're saying, hey, we got to play our best game because if we win, we're in, or if we lose, we pack up and we're done for the year.
And you got to wonder, Todd, you've covered Bowyer Valley for a long time. 38-22 over Siouxland Christian tonight. I would have thought worse than that.
Yeah, I think Siouxland Christian, you know, earlier in the week, they didn't know if they were going to be able to play this game, if they're going to have enough players to play this ball game against Bowyer Valley tonight. And I talked to a couple people afterwards after the game tonight, and they said Bowyer Valley, it was an ugly victory for Bowyer Valley. They had a few kids get banged up, and they said that they pretty much just went up there and took care of business, but it wasn't a perfect game by no means. I'm not sure if they're looking past Siouxland Christian, looking ahead to the Arweva matchup. You know, that happens too, but yeah, that sets up a big one next week in Dunlap.
Yeah, it does. And the thing that I wonder about, if you're Arweva, you're like, okay, they struggled against Siouxland Christian, as Todd said, maybe got a little bit banged up in the game. At the same time, if you're Bowyer Valley, you didn't go out and play well this week. Do they come back a little hungrier next week trying to make a point?
And I will point this out. I think that Bowyer Valley and Newell Fonda played last week. I think it was a closer game than what Arweva put on Newell Fonda tonight.
Right. Yes.
So
Newell Fonda is so banged up. Yep. And that's not taking it that this is a really good Arweva team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it. Them and Audubon are the only teams that have been able to beat Glidden-Ralston so far this year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that, that says something.
12, 13 kids out on the Norweva team playing both ways. I mean, I know a lot of eight-man teams do play both ways, but you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Schaefer's and Coach Stoke. They're they're getting the most out of these kids week in and week out, and you know they get and they're fighting through injuries as well, and so they keep they just keep on playing week after week in there, and now here they are, chance to go to the playoffs next week.
Yeah, very, very happy for that group of kids and, and for those two coaches. So,
and then they're going to be even better next year. They return a lot of the kids they got playing
right
now.
They do, absolutely. It's going to be fun. Austin, a good friend of mine, so great to see them having that kind of success. Casey, you want to run through 8-man District 9?
Last district we got for you, 8-man District 9, Audubon rolls over Collins Maxwell. I heard Coach Burke's interview sounded like it was a little ugly there in that first half.
It was.
But they do win 68-18. They don't give up a single point the rest of the game, as it was 28-18 at half. St. Edmunds makes things interesting with the win against Colonesco 48-42. Glidden Ralston over Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, likely out of the playoffs with the loss. Glidden Ralston wins 24-6, and then Baxter steps out of district play as they beat Montezuma, who's traditionally a pretty good team in 8-man, 52-46.
And Montezuma falls to 4-4 overall, so struggling maybe a little bit this
Montezuma,
year.
Montezuma, the team a couple years ago, scored
100 and some points.
Yeah, a couple years ago?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, must have graduated, everybody. Still put 46 up in a loss, though. Just can't stop Baxter. But Baxter now 5-2 overall. So, here's kind of the district standings in 8-man District 9. Audubon moves to 5-0 in the district, 6-1 overall. Collins Maxwell, they're Audubon at 0-5, 1-6 overall. Glidden Ralston pretty much locks up that number two seed with a 4-1 record right now, 5-2 overall, 4-1 in the district. Coon still has a slight chance of getting in, but their playoff chances hurt tonight. They fall to 2-3 in the district and at 2-5 overall. St. Edmund is now 2-3 in the district, and this is the one that kind of makes things interesting. They're now 4-3 overall, but Colonesco falls to 5-3 and 2-3. So all of a sudden now you got St. Ed, Colonesco, Coon Rapids, Baird, all sitting at 2-3 in that district, and then you got to throw Baxter into that mix. You know, you could have a bunch of teams go 3-3. So Coon not technically out, but they're hurting a little bit right now for their chances to get into the postseason.
Yeah, and that Colonesco Coon game next week is going to be huge.
Huge. Absolutely. And they're going to have their eyes on St. Ed, and they're going to have their eyes on Baxter.
I'm thinking that Coon is hoping that Audubon kind of rolls through
Takes
Baxter.
Through Baxter, And with the way the Wheelers are playing right now, there's a good chance that could happen. It's amazing that they kind of let things get away late against Caminita, and I think people forgot about them at that point way back in week one. Yeah. And they're knocking on everybody's door right now going, "We've been at the Dome a few times, folks. Don't forget about us."
That Cam game, wasn't it 10-0 in the third quarter?
Late in the third quarter, they had a chance to pull within a couple of points there late in the third quarter, and then it kind of got ugly for them in the fourth quarter. And they're right here, folks. They're sitting 6-1 on the season. Don't forget about Audubon.
I'm thinking Sean Burke's liking to have. Nobody's talking about them, and they're going to get a home playoff game against a team that finished either going to get one of the at large bids or a team that finished third in a district. So
and you know, you just mentioned Sean's like nobody's talking about. He's probably sitting there listening to us tonight, going, "Guys, shut up, quit talking about us, So, but we'll step away, take a break. We're going to talk with Chris Moore. We've got his interview coming up. Stay with us right here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Score big when you come on down to the Carroll Pizza Ranch to dig into the country's best chicken, piping hot pizza, and their fresh salad bar. They're open to serve you all your Pizza Ranch favorites from 11 to 8 on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and Monday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 5 to 8. Get their famous buffet your way, where you can request your favorite pizza. Everyone wins at Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30, downtown Carroll,
Open 7 days a week.
Oh, that's good.
Welcome back here to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hockamp, joined by Coon Rapids Baird Crusader head coach Chris Moore. The Crusaders had a tough night in Glidden as they fall 24-6 here this evening. And Coach Moore, Glidden Ralston came out with a game plan to run the ball and really just take the air out of it, and they did that in the first half. They didn't really run away with the game, but they just didn't let you guys have the offensive possessions you maybe needed.
Yeah, definitely. They controlled the ball the whole first half. I think we had two. We got one late possession there, so we had the ball three times the whole first half, I do believe. And they just moved the ball up and down the field. You know, we were our worst enemy again. That opening drive, I think we had two procedure penalties that gave them we had them fourth and seven, and they put them fourth and two, and they get to convert that. And then we had them again fourth and two, and we jump off sides and give them the first down. And, yeah, like, it was just the whole night. I mean, we were our worst enemy all night long.
When it comes down to tonight's game, you look back at the film, you're going to just see, like, it's a game that what could have been. Time in and time out, penalties kind of grabbed you. You had a couple big plays. Looked like there's that spark you needed. You're going to get within a score. Holding penalty maybe brings it back, or a penalty out there stops it, or you just couldn't make the catches that you needed. The opportunities were there to be in this ball game and possibly take the win. They just slipped through.
Yeah, definitely. That was so frustrating, and it was frustrating for the kids too. Like, we're there. We're there. We had a touchdown early that would have just flipped the game, that we got called back for holding. Had a big run by Caden Oswald. Late in the third quarter, we had third and long, and we had a drop pass go through our kid's hand. Like, again, we're right there, and we just didn't finish it. Several times, I'm talking about finishing too, several times on defense, right? We had them stop for a loss, and they slip out of our tackle. We don't finish tackles. We don't finish blocks. I mean, like I said, we just didn't finish it, plain and simple.
Defensive-wise, they had some big guys up front, and they were kind of able to do a nice inside push, really relied on their quarterback, Wallace, to get some yards, and they put some extra carries into his hands tonight trying to move that ball inside.
Yeah, definitely. Colby played a heck of a game and ran the ball hard. They're big up front. They're physical. We matched them. And like I said, we just couldn't get off the field. You know, for the most part, we did a good job, and, we just break down here and there and give them that extra yard. I don't know. I think they had, probably four fumbles hit the ground, and they recover them. They bounce us back up to them several times, I think twice or three times. I mean, the whole game was just crazy, and I don't know why. What happened, why everything was against us tonight, but, that's just a tale of our whole season. From week one to now, just kind of beat ourselves, and just the ball was just bounced the other way all year long.
You know, there are a couple times where it looked like late in that ball game, the third quarter, where you guys might be able to get that stop, get a chance to get the ball back. The defensive guys just a little too antsy to get across the line and try to stop the run. You can understand that they were running the ball hard. They just wanted to get there. Glidden Ralston did a good job of using a multiple hard count three, four times and got you guys across the line.
Yeah, they did. They did a good job with their hard count. And, we just got to be disciplined. Like you said, they're trying to make a play, and I appreciate that. But also, down in distance in the situation, and we got to dial back just a little bit. But, I'm not going to fault our kids' effort. They played hard. They didn't hang their heads there when we're down 24. We put a late score on them. Got to feel good about that. We just got to regroup. Next week is huge. All right, we got to win that win. All right, it gives us a shot for a tie for third place, and hopefully some light shines on us finally. We'll have maybe a two or a three way tie for third place in our district, and hopefully we can all get in the playoffs.
It wasn't all doom and gloom for you guys tonight. You didn't allow them to get their passing game that they tried a few times. I thought there was a great play by Cal Hayden. They had Lynch had gotten kind of behind the defense. Cal Hayden closed, and I don't know if he kicked out a go-go gadget arm or what to be able to get that one up and tip that one out of play.
Yeah, it was just right off his fingertips. He was so close to interception. Again, right there. He could have picked that off, and that would have been a huge, momentum swing for us, and things maybe went our way. The passing game we shut down, but their run game, they dominated and they beat us on both sides of the ball tonight.
What's the big focus going through this week, getting ready for next week, like you said, with that big importance on there?
We got to focus on ourselves. You know, we got to, you know, be disciplined on both sides of the ball. We got to be fundamentally sound. Like I said, we just got to quit beating ourselves. And like I said, too, just we really got to focus on ourselves and, you know, and put a good week of practice together.
Coach Moore, I always appreciate you taking the time to visit with me. Best of luck next week.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the coverage. And hats off to Glenn Rawlson getting after us tonight. Go CRB.
That is the head coach for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They fall tonight on the road in Glidden 24-6. You're listening to the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. I'm Tom Hawkapp.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships. This is Dr. Nate Luth, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
Jeff Blankman and Todd Danner back here with you on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. We'll talk with Eric McCullough coming up here in just a moment, but Todd, I'm struggling right now to talk because I'm trying to scarf down a sandwich, and you've had one
I'm
over
used to
there,
that, folks. We used to watch you trying to scarf down a sandwich.
It's not pretty, is it?
It's not pretty.
No,
it's not
but
pretty.
It made me think. I have not done this yet, and I apologize to my good friend Lonnie Miller. He dropped off some food for us again tonight from Hy-Vee, so
always
we need to thank
that.
Hy-Vee.
Yes, always appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes, so they provide food for us here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show every Friday night. So make sure when you get a chance to stop down. Fast and Fresh is where Lonnie, of course, runs that. And they have some great food there as well and always good prices and stuff. And, of course, Hy-Vee's always got those great deals and their food is outstanding. So
yep.
Tonight we had some sliders and stuff, and those were really good. And
yep,
I'm gonna
hit the spot.
Absolutely. Which is your favorite of them? I think we had some turkey and some roast beef and some ham tonight.
All of it.
It was just all of it?
Yeah. All of it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So thanks to Lonnie Miller. Thanks to Hy-Vee for providing food for us here tonight. We'll talk with Eric McCullough. Again, the Raiders fall 8-0 tonight to Manson Northwest Webster. We'll do that when we come back here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Take your brand to the next level with Top Loft. From Little League to high school to college and beyond, Top Loft in downtown Carroll carries your favorite team's fan gear. Kemper Knights, Carroll Tigers, Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and so much more. Find us on the web at toploftclothing.com and watch for our Tuesday Deal of the Day on our Facebook page. We also love working with local teams and businesses to provide custom apparel for them and their customers. Quick turnaround, low minimums. Elevate your brand to the top with Top Loft in downtown Carroll.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm talking with the Esack County head coach, Eric McCullough, tonight, whose team falls 8-0 to Manson Northwest Webster over at Manson tonight in a tough district contest. The loss drops Esack County to 1-3 in District 2 of Class 1A and 3-4 overall. 8-0, Eric. It sounds like a tough ball game all night.
Yeah, it was. Todd, our defense... overall played well. I mean, we only gave up 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I don't know, we gave up maybe 3 or 4 full-length field drives. I think in the first quarter they had the ball majority of the quarter, but our defense held strong and held them there in the red zone. I think we held them in the red zone maybe 2 or 3 times. And still only gave up 1 touchdown, and that was late in the second quarter. and then we gave up the extra point. They kind of lined up in the swinging gate, but we talked at halftime, and I thought our defense, at times was looking very good, but then the next thing we couldn't really make a tackle, and Manson definitely came out in some stuff that we just hadn't seen on film. They just ran off tackle. Didn't pull guards, like they kind of had done the previous 6 weeks. But our kids, we made some adjustments, and I thought, you know, we did okay. It's just on the offense, we really struggled again just to find some consistency. We had, you know, a couple times I think we're inside the red zone and ended up walking away with no points. One time we thought about kicking a field goal right before they scored a touchdown, and after some penalties and some missed schemes, you know, we were actually out of range, and we started inside the 20. So you can't do things like that, and especially district play on the road, and come out successful. So there's some things we definitely have to try and work on and kind of clean up this next week.
You know, you mentioned you're in the red zone, inside the red zone a couple of times. Offensively, besides that, did you get close at all offensively the rest of the night, any early on or any late in the ball game?
Yeah, I mean, we were, I don't know, 10, 15-yard line, and we tried maybe a little play-action pass, and I think twice it got tipped up in the air off our receivers, and they intercepted it. So it just kind of, we had a fourth and long, I think, from the 15 or 20-yard line, and we tried a pass, and you maybe would have been there earlier, but didn't have the best protection from our offensive line, so Tate was kind of running a little bit and maybe didn't get good looks. So it's just some of those things that we've kind of been fighting all year long, and they definitely kind of came out tonight.
Well, I tell you what, you wrap up the season next week at home against Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids. You know anything about them, Eric?
Yeah, you know, we played them at JV last week. They're very similar to Emmitsburg. They're quick out of the huddle, up to the line, and bam, and they're gone. And they're going to run hard at you. They're going to be physical up front. And then about time you get kind of nulled down with that, then they're going to hit you on play action. So it's definitely something we got to kind of prepare for and work for this week, so we can kind of finish the season strong here.
I was going to tell you, you played, last week. What do you tell the kids in a postseason, post-game huddle tonight after the tough, you know, tough? I'm sure it was a tough one to swallow for the kids.
It's tough because they knew. We talked at halftime that we had a lot of missed tackles. I mean, we were getting hits and in proper, you know, position to make a play, and for whatever reason, we kind of stopped our feet and didn't finish plays on defense, and then of course on offense. I mean, we were miss a blocking scheme here and miss a blocking scheme there, and things we talk about. We would have first down and have a good 5-6 yard run, and then second down we get dropped for a negative 1 or 2 yard loss, and all of a sudden we're third and long, and just kind of seemed to happen quite a bit. But after halftime, I thought we come out and we drove the field, we made some plays. We just could not finish in the end zone, and that's I know it's frustrating for them and frustrating for the coaching staff. You know, it definitely was a game that was within our reach. It just things didn't bounce our way.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Eric, I appreciate you talking to me tonight, and I wish you all the best of luck next week against Sioux Central in the regular season finale.
You bet. Thank you, Todd.
Okay, thank you. That was Eric McCullough, head coach of the East Sac County Raiders.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Being a part of a team is not only fun, it can give our students a sense of identity and help them develop long-term relationships.
This is Dr. Nate Luke, Next Generation Chiropractic. Student athletes, make sure you are taking care of your body before, during, and after the game. Proper warm-ups and cool-down are vital to staying on the field or court, and having regular chiropractic appointments can help reduce the risk of injury. Stay in the game by taking care of your body. Good luck to all area student athletes this season. Let's stay healthy and have fun.
We welcome you back here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Case, I didn't have your mic on, so nobody heard you giving yourself a confidence boost there.
Sometimes.
So we welcome you back here on this Football Friday night. Jeff Blankman, Todd Danner, Casey Miners in the studio with you here as we've wrapped up 7 weeks. Guys, we're through 7 weeks of the season already. Is this incredible?
It is. 7 weeks. I would have never guessed that we'd be in week seven talking about playoffs.
I know.
I mean, it just seems like we're ready to get season started.
Yeah, and the spring season's only about 6-7 weeks long, too. But it just seems like the football season feels it goes faster. I don't know why that is. Yeah.
I remember me and you having a conversation last week, and you're like, I was talking to Brandon Steiger, the USAC volleyball coach, and he goes, we've only got like 4 dates left for volleyball. And I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't we just start the season like three weeks ago?
Yeah. But some schools, like ESAC, they play a ton early and then play less late. South Central Calhoun kind of does the same thing. So, they were down to 4 dates like a week and a half to, left of the volleyball season. Yeah.
Already.
Came out Wednesday.
Crazy.
Yeah. October the 16th is the first.
Yeah.
The first night of the volleyball playoffs, and well, you think about it, October the 20th is the first night of our football postseason, you know. So,
hey, and I know a perfect place people can go to figure out our volleyball schedule.
Where's that?
Sports.1380kcam.com.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the app.
That mobile app. I did not download it. I told you I was going to download it. I didn't download it last night.
That's bad. Our assistant sports director just admitted live on the radio that he doesn't have our app downloaded.
I didn't even know we had an app until yesterday when Jeff told me.
There is a live read on ClickUp, you know.
Yeah. I obviously don't read that one too much, but I'm on Kick.
Guys, let's run through the scores. We won't break things down here this time. We'll do a little bit more of that after this, but we're going to get through the scores here real quick. I'll start off again with Class 3A District 1. Carroll defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton tonight 24-20. It was Sioux Center over MOC Floyd Valley 19-12, and Helan knocks off at Boyden Hall Rock Valley 42-12.
Class 2A District 8, Kemper 56, Sadell 14. Knights lock up a Class 2A District 8 title with the win. Southeast Valley over Greene County 26-21. Greene County playing banged up a little bit in that one. Roland Story over Des Moines Christian in 41-14.
All right, let's turn our attention to Class 1A District 2. East Sac comes up just short of the scoreboard tonight, falling 8-0 to Manson Northwest Webster. Emmitsburg rolls all over Eagle Grove 49-8, and Pocahontas area picks up a 12-6 victory over Sioux Central Sioux Rapids.
We'll move to Class A District 7 now. South Central Calhoun rolling past Panorama. Still need a win to lock up that number 2 seed, but got a big win 39-13. IK Manning looks impressive again with a 45-7 victory over Southwest Valley. They step out of district in wake number 8. Earlham stays on the heels of South Central Calhoun in the district. They'll play next week. Earlham beats Riverside 49-35, and in a non-district matchup, ACGC over Mount Air 42-18.
Well, so this ACGC is going to look like a really tough team the rest of the way. I think they have size and they have speed along that team, and they like to run the football. 8-man District 1, Arweva keeps their playoff chances alive. They'll have a winner-go-home game next week with Bowyer Valley. That team, whoever wins, likely going to clinch that third spot in that 8-man District 1. They win over Newell Fonda 50-13. Bowyer Valley beats Siouxland Christian 38-22. St. Mary Remsen, the Remsen team, I think a lot of people wrote off this year because they graduated a lot of people. They still proved to be a very good team. They went 56-26.
Don't ever write them off.
And then Griswold beats West Harrison in a non-district game 66-16.
All right, we switch gears to 8-man District 9. Audubon continues to roll because he's had a great season with a 68-18 victory over Collins Maxwell. Glenn Ralston continues to play well.
Yes.
24-6, a big victory over Coon Rapids Bear tonight, 24-6 at Glenn Ralston. Fort Dodge St. Edmunds picks up a tight 48-42 victory over Colonesco, and Baxter goes out with a 52-46 victory over Montezuma.
And here's some other scores from around the state. AHST Avoca Walnut over Red Oak, 56-12. Akron Westfield down to Alta Aurelia, 25-0. It was Algona over Humboldt, 34-17. Atlantic Blanks Perry, 21-0. Bishop Garrigan over at GTRA, 48-20. Camanita rallies to beat Fremont Mills, 37-20. They were down 20-18 late in that game. It was Cherokee over Unity Christian, 20-16, and Clarinda rolls past Sheraton, 52-14. Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton flattens East Mills at 58-6. It was Glenwood knocking off Dallas Center Grimes, 21-14. Harris Lake Park cruises past North Iowa Buffalo Center, 49-8. Also, Lewis Central beats up on Winterset, 42-6. Loma knocks off St. Albert, 43-18. Madrid shuts out North Mahaska, New Sharon, 41-0. South Hamilton blanks Woodward Granger, 50-0. It was Trainer cruising past at Shenandoah, 40-9. Underwood makes it look easy against Missouri Valley, winning 63-0. Van Meter also handles Centerville, 63-6. Webster City downs Charles City, 49-13. West Lyon of Inwood over Sheldon, 35-7. And West Sioux Tops Ridgeview, 42-6. Other scores, Denison Slashwig beats Storm Lake, 41-13. Newton over Carlisle, 44-6. OABCIG doubles up Hinton, 12-6. Nevada takes it to Harlan tonight, 39-20. Creston cruises past Knoxville, 56-14. And Gilbert had crept up to number two or number three. They get beat tonight by Bondurant for our 38-7. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back. Corey McCarville, the head coach from the IK Manning Wolves, talks about their win over Southwest of Valley.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Talking with Corey McCarville, head coach of the IKM Manning Wolves tonight on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. The Wolves come away with a 45-7 victory over Southwest Valley at home tonight. The Wolves with the victory moved to 3-3 in District 7 of Class A and 4-3 overall. Corey, go ahead and give me a synopsis of the ball game tonight.
Yeah, it was. We got off to a great start. And then we had a lull in the kind of through about halfway through the first quarter to the halftime, we just hit a huge lull and just kind of really shot ourselves in the foot with some silliness. We got the ball. We hit a big pass to start the game, and then Ben Langle ran it in from 13 yards out. So two-play drive, 52 yards for touchdown. Missed the extra point. Got the ball back, I think, on a turnover relatively quick. Put together a seven-play, 49-yard drive. And Davis Rasmussen ran it out from 4 yards out. He made the kick, so we were up 13-0, and you know, we were in the catbird seat. And then we really struggled there for a while in the latter part of the first quarter and into the second. I think we had two turnovers. We had a turnover on downs. We really just stopped executing and just kind of really took our eye off the ball. And then Southwest Valley was able to put together an 11-play, 30-yard drive off the turnover. Make it 13-7, but our guys responded. We put together a nice drive to end the first half. know, 10 plays, 49 yards, and Ben Langle ran it in from a yard out to up 19-7 at half. Well, that was really nice to see, you know, have a two-score cushion at half. We really challenged the guys at halftime, and they responded. You know, we scored two touchdowns in the third quarter, two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You know, Ben Ramsey ran it in from a yard out on a quarterback sneak, go up 25-7. And then, you know, we were able to get a stop. Then Lane Sams ran it in from 3 yards out to go up 31-7. And then we kind of put it away late. Ben Langle ran it in from 8 yards out to go up 38-7. And then we had a 80-yard interception return for a touchdown by Ross Kuzel to go up 45-7. And then we were lucky at the end of the game, we were able to put the JV guys in on offense and defense. And I think that's always good to see those JV guys work hard, and we were able to get them in at the end of the game.
Yeah, exactly. With talking to a couple other area coaches tonight, they've had the same scenario where they're able to get some JV kids in there. And like you said, a lot of people don't see those kids on, and when you get to Friday nights, they don't get to see those kids play. And so, and you talk about your JV kids a little bit. Obviously, they've had a good season for you.
Yeah, you know, the JV guys have worked hard. They've done a nice job. They're on scout team all the time, and we were able to get a couple of them some runs, which is good to see. You know, Zach Solberg's a freshman. He got a couple of runs. Carson Lorenzen's a good freshman. He got a couple of carries at the end of the game, too. So it's always good to get the JV linemen and backs into the game a little bit. So that was good to see.
You know, Corey, this was the first night of the season. That was the weather was a little cold for kids. Did the weather affect the kids at all tonight?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a little bit. I think their muscles got a little bit tighter than what they were used to. I mean, it's been pretty warm for a lot of part for the fall so far. We did have a couple fumbles. I don't know if the ball getting harder and slicker was part of it or not, but you know, we'll just have to, you know, work on ball security.
Well, I'll tell you what, going into the with the final game of the regular season, you have to feel pretty pleased with how things are going with still having a meaningful ball game for next week against you go travel to a good Logan Manolia team next week.
Yeah, you know, Coach Strait and Logan, they've been good for a long time. It's going to be a challenge for us, and you know, we have hopes to make the playoffs. So I know we need some help, and we're hopeful that those things happen. But I think we're going to approach the Logan game, and we're going to prepare and try to put together the best performance we can over in Logan next week.
All right, I tell you what, Coach McCarville, I appreciate you taking time tonight. Congratulations on the win, and good luck next week at Logan.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. That was IKM Manning head coach Corey McCarville.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate on roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com. Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security devices from their mobile devices. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. Feld Security of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never-frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Todd, you can tell who the two old guys are in here and who the young guy is. Todd and I are bopping our heads to ZZ Top, and Casey's sitting over there going, who's this?
Hey, I will say this. I turned 25 on Sunday, so...
You're still young.
Man, you're young.
Yeah,
you're
I've
young.
Got you by almost 28 years, my friend. Wow. I'm still double you, yeah.
Wow.
I'm just what you call old. New Way Auto Group scoreboard show for you on this Football Friday night. We're beginning to wind things down as the show, of course, comes to an end here at midnight. Guys, let's kind of run through the district scores again for our local districts. We'll hit a little bit kind of on the playoffs, then we're going to take a quick break, come back. We'll wrap up with it next week's schedule. So somebody else want to take district three, class three, district one? I've handled it the first few times.
The game I had over on KCIM Carroll beats Sergeant Bluff Luton. They were down 20-7 in that game. They come back and win 24-20. Helin over Boyden Hall, Rock Valley 42-14. And then Sioux Center over MOC Floyd Valley 19-12. Tigers travel up to Sioux Center next week for a very interesting district game.
Quick thoughts on the district, and who do you think comes out?
Right now I think it's going to be tough to beat Sioux Center.
Yep.
I think it is. You heard Rose Hawk in his interview tonight that played. They're big, they're fast, and they are physical. Tigers are going to have a handful next week up in Sioux Center, I think.
Playing their best football, though, after
tonight.
They are
right now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Todd, Class 2A, District 8.
All right. Kemper Catholic picks up a 56-14 victory over Sedale. I think we claimed the district championship tonight with that victory over Sedale.
Yep.
Roland Story rolls 41-14 over Des Moines Christian, and Southeast Valley picks up a 26-21 victory over Greene County.
Todd, any thoughts on playoffs in that district?
No, I think like we had mentioned earlier, I think Kemper is definitely sitting in the driver's seat to, with the district championship, get a home playoff game. After that, you know, I think you got Roland Story in Southeast Valley.
Yep. And then maybe Greene County or Des Moines Christian.
So I'm really not too familiar with that district, but it's still up for grabs for the final spots are there.
Yeah, okay. You get four out of that district. That might be a district where Kemper's the only one that gets out of round one.
Yeah, four Kemper fans might not be playing that home game at home. Carroll does have a home
That's
game
true.
That Friday.
Yep. That's true.
So you don't know if they'll play it. Maybe they play that playoff game maybe a Thursday. Play it either in Denison or in Jefferson. You don't know
until we figure it out.
I've said this, and I know they've made it work at the Dome before in early playoff rounds before. Play one game at 4:30 and then play the other game
midnight.
At 7 or 7:30.
Yeah.
I was told years and years ago, I'll just tell you a quick story. South Central, I think it was Southern Cal at that time. Southern Cal and ICAM Manning both qualified for the playoffs. And I said, you know, it would be great. We had four teams make it, and I was only going to get three covered, and it was driving me crazy. And I'm like, we could play a doubleheader because neither Carroll or Kemper is home. Just play one at 4:30 and one at 7:30. So I reached out to the state to see if that would be a possibility. And they said, not with a grass field, but with a turf field, we would think about it. Well, we've got turf.
Yeah.
We've got turf. So we'll see. I doubt that they would do it, but it would be fun.
I feel Kemper fans, Kemper team and Kemper fans probably want to have that game played at home.
Yeah.
And I would too. You know, I think if you go somewhere, it kind of takes away from that home field advantage part. So
absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Class 1A District 2, ESAC falling tonight 8-0 to Manta Northwest Webster. Emmitsburg rolls by Eagle Grove 49-8. Pocahontas area down Sioux Central by a final of 12-6. Raiders not mathematically out, but absolutely have to win up at Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids coming up, and then hope to get a little bit of help to get into the playoffs. Casey, Class A, District 7?
Class A, District 7, South Central Calhoun clinches a playoff spot. Not sure where they'll finish yet. Hopefully they get that 2 seed. They go get a home playoff game if they get that 2 seed with a win next week over Earlham. They win 39-13 over Panorama. Earlham beats Riverside 49-35. ICAM Manning rolls past Southwest Valley 45-7. Wolves need some help next week. I think that we talked a little bit. South Central Calhoun's got to beat Earlham by a couple touchdowns, maybe potentially 17 points, I think, for the Wolves to sneak in with a win next week. And then ACGC out of district play, looking like the favorite in that district so far. 42-18, I think they lock up a chance.
Todd, 8-man District 1.
Okay, 8-man District 1. Arweva keeps the playoff hopes alive tonight with a big 50-13 victory over Newell Fonda. Remsen St. Mary's continues to roll 56-26 over Woodbine. Bora Valley travels up to Sioux City, picks up a 38-22 victory over Siouxland Christian. And Griswold goes out of district with a 66-16 victory over West Harrison.
And Arweva again in if they win at Bowyer Valley next week. Remsen St. Mary's, Woodbine look like the other teams out of that district that are going to be in. 8-man District 9, Audubon cruises by Collins Maxwell, 68-18. They're a lock. Glidden Ralston looks like a lock as well, beating Coon Rapids Baird tonight, 24-6. Coon still not mathematically out, but in some trouble. It was St. Edmund over Colonesco at 48-42. So Coon needs Baxter to lose next week, and Baxter won a non-district game at 52-6. That could happen as they play Audubon. Coon then also needs to pick up a win next week and stuff when they play. And I'm looking here real quick at who they have next week. They're at Cola. They host Colonesco. So they still kind of can help themselves get into the playoffs, but will need some help. We'll step away, take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll look at next week's schedule when we come back with the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Find new roads at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Come. Back to wrap up the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Jeff Blankman, Todd Danner, and Casey Miners with you here tonight. Thank both of those guys for being a big part of the show. Thanks to Tom Hawkapp as well, and also Nick Brinks for grabbing some of those interviews with us. Coming up next Friday night, Carroll at Sioux Center. Pregame 6:15, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Nick Brinks will have the broadcast and Kick 106.7. Kemper hosting Southeast Valley. Pregame 6:15, kickoff 7 o'clock here on KCM. I'll have the call with Doug Waniger. Arweva at Bowyer Valley on 93.7 K Carroll. Pregame 6:15, kickoff 7 o'clock. Casey Miners, Todd Danner going to have that broadcast for you next week. Other games coming up next week: ESAC hosting Sioux Central Sioux Rapids, South Central Calhoun entertaining Earlham, ICAM Manning on the road at Loma, Audubon hosting Baxter, Coon Rapids Baird home to Colonesco, and Glidden Ralston at St. Edmund. All of those are scheduled for 7 o'clock kicks. New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show, the train wreck will be back next week. Jeff Honnold back in studio next week. He will crash it like 30 seconds into it. He'll have Jim Molitor. Thanks for listening here tonight, folks.